It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. College football reimagined. In yesterday's show, UCLA's head football coach Chip Kelly said that the breakup of the Pac-12 conference was a big mistake. He suggested that major college programs should declare their football teams to be independent and abandon the rapidly expanding conferences, which are making less and less geographic sense. Coach Kelly wants one division for the top 64 teams and another one for the lower 64 teams. And I agree. Chip Kelly also suggested that players should be paid out of the gigantic pile of television revenues. And I countered by saying that the annual cost of tuition, room, and board should be a major consideration and deducted from any of the proposed players' pay systems in the future. Though UCLA's coach Chip Kelly suggested 128 teams, 64 apiece, to form two separate upper division conferences, there are currently 133 teams playing in the FBS division this past season. Now, getting down to 128 teams, a much easier number to work with, will require us to make a very tough decision and drop five schools. Coach Kelly's idea is to forget about these rapidly changing conference affiliations based on the astronomical rise in television rights fees being paid to the schools. Just listen to yesterday's program if you'd like more information about that subject. We covered it well. But today we're going to put together two groups of 64 teams apiece and start the process. I'm going to call them the upper grouping for the top 64 and the lower grouping for the bottom 64 as far as this discussion's concerned. And as you probably know, my site, SwampSwamiSports.com, ranks every one of the 133 current FBS teams during the college football season. And a complete ranking of all those teams was published a few weeks ago. So we're going to use that list and get to work right now. Number one, we're trying to come up with a better plan than we have in existence starting next year in 2024. Now, some of the ideas we throw out are going to be feasible, others not. But regardless, this exercise is purely for fun as we try a few new ideas and put them on the table for discussion. Number two, money does talk. In general, the last 30 years of major college football have been relatively stable. A small number of major college teams have migrated from one conference to another prior to this upcoming massive eastward migration, which begins in 2024, as 10 of the former Pac-12 conference schools will join conferences east of the Rockies in 2024. It's the hyperbolic growth of television revenues in the recent years which has generated this rather surprising amount of financial greed on the part of most of the major college athletics programs. Conference jumping purely for the sake of securing incremental revenue has not been a positive, though, for the student athletes, with the excessive travel expected, and for most of us college sports fans. Number three in our requirements, geography still matters. Coach Chip Kelly suggested that each school should play at least 7 of their regular season games within the traditional geographic footprint for that school. I think that's good for everyone. Number four, the regular season I'm going to suggest be reduced to 11 games down from 12. Now, this is purely my suggestion, but I'm taking a cue from the current FCS, or the smaller division, which starts their playoffs after game number 11 of the regular season. And with the proposed new model we're going to bring forward today, there'll no longer be conference championship games. Yes, though some schools and television providers might complain about losing that week number 12, a proposed new expanded playoff system for these two new divisions will create even more money than the current model does. Number 5. An expanded playoff field. 16 teams for each of the upper grouping and the lower grouping will be conducted at the end of the regular season. With two groupings featuring 64 teams apiece, each will have a 16-team playoff at the end of the regular season. That means that there will be up to 4 additional games played by the two finalists. These new college football playoff series will begin with games starting in mid-November, include sometime around New Year's Day. Number 6, just like in professional golf, winning a national championship should carry some rewards in the long term. The championship team will receive a multi-year exemption from the possibility of being demoted if they should happen to have a bad season soon after winning the championship. So for example, winning the upper grouping, teams number 1 through 64, are going to earn a 10-year exemption on my proposal from being demoted to a lower level during that period. And winning in the lower grouping, or teams number 65 through 128, or the winner of the current FCS group of teams, is going to garner a 5-year exemption once they're promoted up into a new higher grouping. Now number 7, for everyone else, there'll be an annual reseeding of the teams based on the past season's performance. This will ensure that there will be changes to each grouping at the end of every year. That's where the fun comes in. The schools which finish in the bottom 4 places of their division, both in the upper group of 64 and the lower grouping of 64, will be replaced by the top 4 finishers from the next lower conference every year, unless that team has earned a championship exemption. Let's unveil how this should all work, and all the rankings come from my SwampSwamiSports.com top 133 FBS team rankings. Number 1, we must trim the FCS field back to 128 teams. These 5 unfortunate teams are going to drop to the FCS division in the first year of this new plan. Now, based on my 2023 rankings, we can say goodbye to number 129, Vanderbilt from the SEC. Number 130, East Carolina from the American Conference. Number 131, Nevada from the Mountain West Conference. Number 132, Akron from the Mid-American. And number 133, Kent State from the Mid-American Conference. In our second move, we have to take the bottom 4 teams from the lower grouping, or teams number 65 through 128. They'll also be sent down a notch into the FCS level beginning with the next season. The bottom 4 FBS teams which will be sent down to the FCS next season would include number 125, Charlotte. Number 126, Louisiana Tech. That's my alma mater. Number 127, Sam Houston. And number 128, UL Monroe. Now moving up into their spots next year, though, into the lower grouping, will be the 4 FCS semifinalists this season. First is South Dakota State, which is 14-0, and will play Montana in the championship game of the FCS on January 7th. The second team is Montana, which is 13-1. The third team that will be bumped up is another semifinalist, North Dakota State, and the University of Albany, and they lost to South Dakota State in the semifinals. Third, the bottom 4 teams in the upper grouping, now we're talking teams number 1 through 64, will be sent down into the lower 64 group next year. These are the 4 teams that would drop down a notch from the upper group into the secondary group next season. Number 61, Northern Illinois. Number 62, South Alabama. And number 63, University of Central Florida. And number 64, Texas Tech, both of those from the Big 12. Teams number 65, 66, 67, and 68, Georgia Tech, Old Dominion, California, and Georgia State. They'd receive a battlefield promotion to the upper tier next year. Now, number 4, each of these 2 groupings, teams number 1 through 64 and number 65 through 128, are going to conduct a 16-team playoff series at the end of the regular season and determine their own champion. And now, the big question. Which teams are going to be placed initially into each of those 2 conferences, the upper grouping, teams number 1 through 64, and into the lower grouping, teams number 65 through 128? Now, under the current Power 5 conferences, fans might expect that the vast majority of the upper group teams will originate from their conferences, the SEC, Big 10, Big 12, ACC, and, no joke, the new Pac-2, which is comprised of just Oregon State and Washington State. However, if team placement determinations are actually based on performance during this past 2023 college football season, a significant number of those Power 5 schools are going to be demoted into the lower grouping of teams number 65 through 128 beginning next year. Here's a group that I'm suggesting for demotion by their current conference into the new lower grouping, and you can feel free to boo and hiss at any time as you hear your team called. Moving down to the lower 64, from the SEC, number 75, Auburn, number 88, Mississippi State, number 89, Florida, number 90, South Carolina, number 105, Arkansas, and number 129, Vanderbilt. All of those would move into the secondary tier. From the Big Ten, you have these teams. Number 70, Rutgers, number 85, Illinois, number 86, Minnesota, number 93, Nebraska, 102, Purdue, and number 109, Michigan State, and bringing up the rear, number 116, Indiana. Being demoted from the Big 12 would be number 84 TCU, number 95 BYU, number 98 Houston, 105 Colorado, a former Pac-12 member, number 115 Arizona State, another former Pac-12 member, number 119 Baylor, and number 124 Cincinnati. And being demoted out of the ACC would be number 72 Virginia Tech, 73 Boston College, 78 Syracuse, number 103 Wake Forest, 112 Pittsburgh, number 114 Virginia, and number 121 Stanford, a former Pac-12 member moving to the ACC. And from the Pac-2, they would lose to the middle division, number 91 Washington State. Now, on the flip side, several schools from the poorly named Group of Five conferences, the American, Conference USA, Mid-American, Mountain West, and Sun Belt, would finally get their chance to compete with some of the upper-tier teams. The teams that are going to receive battlefield promotions into the new upper grouping next year would include the following teams. From the American Conference, number 10, SMU, number 13, Tulane, number 27, Memphis, and number 42, UT San Antonio. Getting a bump up from Conference USA would be number 4, Liberty, number 28, New Mexico State, number 43, Jacksonville State, and number 59, Western Kentucky. From the Mid-American Conference, these teams would move up: number 11, Miami of Ohio, number 12, Toledo, number 26, Ohio U, number 56, Bowling Green, and number 61, Northern Illinois. Moving up out of the Mountain West Conference to the upper tier would be number 30, UNLV, number 34, Fresno State, 37, Air Force, number 38, Wyoming, number 45, Boise State, and number 49, San Jose State. And finally, from the Sun Belt, these teams move up into the upper division would be number 8, James Madison, number 15, Troy, number 31, Appalachian State, number 52, Coastal Carolina, and number 57, Texas State. And who said this couldn't be done? It took a while, but we made it. Thanks for sticking with me. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all.